What's going on, guys? This is Andrew with the Utah Jazz Podcast. I finished up a crazy week or so. Holy crap. Jazz just finished against the Memphis Grizzlies. Holy crap, what a great game. Jazz come out a little slow in the first quarter, but then finish it off very nicely. Tie up the game, really, at the end of the first quarter, and then the Jazz just play awesome defense. Jazz had the biggest lead was 13, I believe. No, was it 13? For some reason, I'm thinking 13, so I'm going to say 13. Jazz had a great lead in the fourth quarter, and it kind of squandered a little bit. Jared Bayless of the Grizzlies just went insane, hit a couple three-pointers and brought it within three, and then Gordon Hayward hits the game-winning three-pointer. Awesome. It was just incredible. Gordon has struggled a lot in clutch situations, and we've known him to just squander the ball, commit turnovers, and not be able to hit anything. And you get to this point, and he hits a three-pointer wide open, and it's a great find by Mo. They pass it into Al, and Al got double-teamed pretty quickly. They pass it out to Mo. They closed out on Mo. Mo took a dribble in after seeing Gordon Hayward wide open and passed. Holy crap, and wide open three brought the house down, and that won the game. It was incredible. And the Jazz defense, I mean, it was incredible. Incredible. The Jazz hold the Grizzlies to 84 points. The Jazz only scored 90. So, I mean, the Grizzlies did what they usually do, defensively. They held the Jazz to about 90 points, which is about what they usually do to teams, is around 89.7 or something like that. Jazz score only 90. But, you know, they play great defense of their own, and they beat the Grizzlies by 6 at home. A much-needed win. I mean, the Jazz were 2-8 in their last 10. Get a huge win against a great team. And the Grizzlies, before last night, they had won 15 of 16. Only loss right at that point was to Miami. And then they lose last night to Denver, and now tonight to the Jazz. So Memphis is playing incredible. So since their trade, they've been playing much better, much better. I mean, much more efficient players, and defense has been way up. So anyways, the Jazz hold the Grizzlies to 43% shooting, 33 from three, 63% from the free throw line, and 14-22. They grabbed 42 rebounds, 14 assists, 4 steals, 6 blocks, 12 turnovers. And they commit 22 fouls and 84 points only. They had 10 fast break points. Now, Memphis is, second in the league in forcing turnovers. And Jazz, in the month of March, have been terrible. About 17 or 18 turnovers a game, which is terrible. Tonight, Jazz only commit, 6 turnovers. Six turnovers. Incredible. Jazz took care of the ball. Gordon Hayward got moved to the starting lineup and responded very well. He chipped in 17 points, 8 rebounds, 3 assists, 1 steal. And I thought he had something else. But oh, yeah. He had 3 three-pointers, 4-6 in the free throw line, 5-10 overall. I mean, he was a plus 12. He was amazing. All our starters. Plus 12 for Gordon, plus 5 for Randy Foy, plus 5 for Mo Williams, plus 8 for Paul Millsap and Al Jefferson. Derek Favors was a plus 2. My bench wasn't as good. Oh, I can feel a sneeze coming on. So if I sneeze, I'm sorry. I may blow your eardrums out because I sneeze pretty loudly. our Jazz bench played, not as good as they usually do, but that's mainly because Gordon is like the main threat off the bench. But the bench did pretty good. I mean, 10 for Favors, 5 for Marvin, 8 for Canner, 3 for Burks, and 2 for Watson, for a grand total of 28, which is way down from what we usually score off the bench. I mean, the Jazz in March, the bench has been incredible, about 56 points a game, where our starters have been very poor. But again, like I said, you add that 17 points onto that from Gordon, and you get a little bit different. So, it's pretty good. It's great that the Jazz, starters played very well. I mean, Gordon 17, Randy Foy only hit 5, struggled tonight. Mo Williams 13, Al Jefferson 14, Paul Millsap 13. It's great. That's a nice, solid outing with the exception of Foy. Now you move on to what the Jazz shot 44% from the field, 31% from 3 on 5 of 16, including two huge buckets, threes by Gordon and one by Randy in the fourth quarter. 23 of 31 from the free throw line, 75%, so a little struggling. Allen, Gordon both hit consecutive free throws, and it's like, eh. Jazz grabbed 38 rebounds, so only a minus 4 in that, so not too bad, but Jazz had 7 offensive rebounds. Grizzlies had 11, so they're like a little high. Jazz need to grab more defensive rebounds, but both 31 each defensively. 18 assists for the Jazz, 7 steals, 4 blocks. Like I said, 6 turnovers only, 21 fouls, 90 points. Jazz had 30 in the paint. Grizzlies had 42. So I still think, you know, Jazz, if the Jazz would just do what they did last year, just pound the paint like they did last year and play incredible paint. I mean, Jazz were like third in the league last year in points in the paint. They were like 49 or something like that, 49 per game, 48. Right around there. It was really high. It was third in the league, only behind Memphis and Denver. This year, we're very, very far behind that. So, I mean, if the Jazz did that, and then you add in the three-point shooting, I think the Jazz would be much better this year. But, obviously, we haven't done that, which I think is a bad mistake with the players you have. I mean, you got three-point shooters in Mo Williams, Randy Ford, Gordon, Hayward. We thought Marvin would be better, but he's not. He was about a 36% three-point shooter last year, and I think he's around like 31 this year. Unfortunately, the reason why is because they've turned him into a jump shooter, and that's not who he is. So he needs to be a playmaker, and that's what he was in Atlanta last year. And if he did that, he would be a much better player, and that's why he's not playing so well. He's kind of started figuring things out, and he's played well as of late. But it's you can't turn him into turn a playmaker into a jump shooter. It's just, you know, they don't like that. You know, you keep them as they are, and then you evolve them. So, Jazz played great tonight. Much needed win. The Jazz have played very terribly. Now, on the road trip we just had, oh, that was terrible. The Jazz had 3 opportunities to get 3 wins, and they lose them all in the last few seconds of each game. They lose to Chicago, which they had the lead, lose it on unable to get a defensive rebound, and Bellinelli hits a 3 to win the game. Jazz fall apart in the fourth quarter against Milwaukee, had like a 7-point lead, lost it, lose the game in overtime. And then, who was it? I can't remember. Anyways, there was another game we played. Yeah, it was Cleveland, and freaking Kyrie Irving and C.J. Miles in the fourth quarter. You know, C.J. starts it off and hits a couple big shots. You're like, uh-oh. And then Kyrie just goes insane. And Jazz lose that one by 1. It's like, oh, three games you could have had, you know, wins. And just Jazz, after that, Jazz got hammered by New York and then by Atlanta. And then we come home, destroy Detroit, which is what you're supposed to do. And then we go on the road and get destroyed by Oklahoma City. So the Jazz, you know, you put 3 wins right there, and it's a totally different picture of what the Jazz have. So, you know, Jazz played hard and just lost some really close games, and unfortunately it double stacked because then the Jazz win, you know, the next 3 road games, and you're like, oh crap, now things looking very bad. So, but, you know, if the Jazz can go out on the road and get some good wins, and it's like, well, we can do this. I mean, there's still a huge possibility that Jazz can get some big wins. Jazz got a very tough schedule, very tough ending schedule. But, I mean, the Jazz, if they take care of a home court and win their home games, you know, all but maybe one of them, and then win your road games against sub-500 teams, against lottery teams on the road, you win. And, you know, okay, so the Jazz have what's going on there? Oh, just highlights. The Jazz got New York on Monday. Jazz got to respond, and Jazz need to win that game, home game. We go on the road, our Texas road trip, Houston, San Antonio, and Dallas. I mean, if we can get Dallas and then maybe get a huge win in Houston, I mean, that's fantastic. But, I mean, I think Houston, we need it. Dallas would be very nice, but I don't know. Maybe we at least need to win one of those. Come on. Definitely one of those. And then win Philly and Phoenix. Then we got Portland. Need to win that game. That's just a lottery team you got to beat. need to come out. A lot of effort. Then we got Brooklyn at home, Portland at home, Denver at home, New Orleans at home. So a nice little homestand. You're going to win all those right there. Win those homestand games. Then we have to go to Golden State. You got to win. That's just a game you have to win because you're fighting to beat them out. Or Houston or L.A. And then they got Oklahoma City, which that's the game you're like, if we're going to drop a home game, that's the one you drop. You don't drop the one against the Hornets, and then you double back down and lose to Oklahoma City. No, you lose to Hornets. I mean, you lose to Oklahoma City, sorry. You do not lose to the Hornets. You don't lose to Portland. You don't lose to Denver. You don't lose to Phoenix. You don't lose to Philly or Brooklyn or Minnesota. Because after Oklahoma City, the Jazz got another home game against Minnesota. And then we got a road game against Minnesota and then finish off on the road against Memphis. So if everything, you know, if you win your home games, maybe all but one. I mean, that's what? One, two, three, four. Oops. Yeah, four. Five, six, seven, eight, nine. Jazz got nine home games. If you go 8-1 in your final home games and then maybe win one, two, four on the road. You know, you win 12 more games, maybe 13 more games. You get that Portland win in there. The Jazz win 13 games total. You have 5 on the road, 8 at home. So you win 13 more games. The Jazz right now stand at 34-32. We're only half a game out of the playoffs behind LA. But you win 13 more games. You got 47 wins. And I think that'll get you in. Whether you're tied with somebody, Jazz on the tiebreaker against Lakers. Not sure about Houston or Golden State. I think Houston, we're tied right now. We got one game against Houston, and we're tied with them right now. No. We've played them 3 times. They hold the tiebreaker right now, so that final one is big because they beat us. You know what? I would have to look. I'm going to have to look because I cannot remember. Take a look at the schedule real quick. I have to look. Okay, Jazz. Where's Houston? We played at home against Houston 1 in November. And then I swear we played them again very quickly. Yeah, then we went to Houston, lost in Houston. And then we lost that big one last month. So, yeah, they hold the tiebreaker right now. But if we win, then it's tied. And then the Jazz, I don't know who would win it. But Golden State, take a quick run through in there. I think we only played them 3 times this season, including the one we haven't played. So let me take a quick peek, run through this. We didn't play them early on. Golden State, we played at home, lost. And then I think we went there and lost. No, I can't find them now. Oh, yeah. No. Yes, no. We played a home game against Golden State and won, and then we have... Make sure I'm not missing one. Oops. Not folding. Golden. Okay, we have our home game that we lost, and then the home win we won. So this road game in April, April 7th at Golden State, that's huge. That's a huge game. Jazz win that game. They win the tiebreaker. Golden State's not playing very well as of late. So, you know, there's 3 things that are, or 4 things that can happen. Houston starts falling apart, which I don't think they will because they've been playing great lately. Golden State falls apart, which they've been falling apart lately, and they've lost some bad games, and they've won a couple good ones, but they've been losing a lot more than they've been winning. Same with the Jazz. LA falls apart. You know, they just have this nice little run right now. They've been playing a very easy schedule. Or the Jazz continue to fall apart. You know, either, you know, falling apart, and that could just mean, you know, you tie Houston for the 8th spot, or Golden State, and you lose that Golden State game, and you don't have tiebreaker, so you sit outside because of the tiebreaker. And if you fall apart because of that, that sucks. Other than that, you know, you can just fall apart completely in the season, and you can drop a ton of games, and you're like, oh, crap. Hopefully, the way the Jazz schedule works out, you got a bunch of home game or road games, and then poof, a bunch of road game or home games, sorry. You got a bunch of road games, which Jazz have just had, and have a bunch more coming up. I'm gonna have a nice homestand, you know, of like, you know, what, 7 of 8 or 8 of 9 at home. I think it's 7 of 8 at home. And then after that, you got to finish the season on the road. 2 straight games on the road. No back to back right there at the end. So Jazz need just to finish strong. I mean, they got to look at what they did last season. They got to win games home. They got to win their home games. They need to go at least 8-1. They have to go 8-1, and it's a very tough game because the Jazz have struggled against New York. They got to play very well against New York, and then that'll set the tone. So they got a home game against New York, and then they got to go back on the road. So we got that 3-game Texas road trip. So, oh, very tough. This is going to be very, very exciting to watch, but it could be very devastating as a fan. You know, we made the playoffs last year, and you think, okay, we're better this year, but unfortunately, at this point in the season last year, we were 36-30. You know, the Jazz are 34-32, so we're not quite there. Not quite there. And maybe it's just the way the schedule's worked out, and the Jazz have had a ton of road games as of late and just been struggling and lost 3 heartbreakers. But, you know, the Jazz, if they want to make the playoffs, they have to play well, and they have to win at home every game. And I think they can drop 1, I think at 2 at most, but they got to make it up on the road. I mean, they have to make, I think they win 8 games at home, 5 on the road, they're fine. They'll make the playoffs. But if they lose 2 at home, that means they have to win 6 on the road. It just makes it so much harder. And it's like, if you know, it's so much easier for the Jazz to win at home, just win them all. I mean, if they go 9, then it's less pressure to win on the road. And you still want to win those games because there's still a chance that maybe, you know, LA surges forward. The Jazz search for and tie him for 7th. Jazz get 7th spot. Or, you know, that's, and I think the best possibility for the Jazz is to get 6 only because of tiebreaker. If the Lakers search for, the Jazz search for, they finish with the same record, tied for 6, and, you know, Golden State and Houston maybe kind of fall back a little bit, and, you know, maybe Golden State falls out of the playoffs or Houston falls out of the playoffs, and then the Jazz get the 6th spot, you know. But, you know, the Jazz have a lot of hard work to do, and I think maybe this win will propel the Jazz. They played great defense. They played, you know, pretty good execution for the most part, hitting big shots. And I think this move, Hayward to the starting lineup, I think this is much needed. And I wanted Hayward to start much before this. You know, when the Jazz were struggling, right, you know, right when we were on the road and we were struggling, he made the move to start Damari over Marvin. I was like, no, you can't do that. I mean, I know you want high-energy player, but Damari Carroll is very, very much better off the bench because he gambles a lot. And if you gamble against first-tier guys, much of what David Locke has said, you gamble against first-tier guys, they will make you pay. You gamble against second-tier guys, not so much. Most of the time, they struggle more to hit open shots and stuff like that. And it's just, that's the way it is. So you put Gordon in the starting lineup, and you see what he did tonight. 17 points, 8 rebounds, 3 assists. He played what he played off the bench. I mean, he just did what he did, and this is his evolution. And Gordon Hayward is going to be a very much needed piece to this team going forward. So that's it. That's my long podcast, and that's mainly because I haven't had a podcast in a while, so I've had to get it all out there. But thanks for listening. You guys have an awesome day. Great win by the Jazz tonight. Jazz are looking very good, and hopefully this win propels them forward. Follow me on Twitter @OakleyCon, OakleyCon. And thanks for listening. You guys have an awesome night.